Go Wali Khan was also in Muzaffarabad today. He's the emergency coordinator for Catholic Relief Services in Pakistan. He described what he saw for us earlier today.
I saw the huge destruction and rubble of huge buildings and their houses, and the people, particularly women and children, were sitting outside because they cannot go inside, and they are waiting outside very helplessly, looking for support and aid.
And how is that going? We're now going on 4 days since the earthquake hit. How is the recovery effort going at this point?
There are certain areas and certain villages where the people are desperately looking for support to recover the dead bodies. In one village, the people were telling me that 3 bodies were recovered even now. The people are so much helpless because it's a fasting month. They keep fasting, and with empty stomach, they cannot do much manual work.
Now, you noted that people are still waiting for, you know, help to go in and find the dead. What about the injured?
I have been in 3 hospitals in 3 different locations. The patients, even the regular patient and all those injured, they were being treated outside the building in open sky. And suddenly there was a hailstorm and raining, and nobody knew where to go, particularly those patients. And again today, this evening, there was a severe raining. So the injured people are being treated not fully. Some are being treated properly, but not all. And I have seen a helicopter taking out the injured people from those areas to other hospitals.
And the town of Balakot, is it at all recognizable at this point?
The town of Balakot is completely, it's completely demolished from the map. And from there, the army helicopter were taking out the injured people, and they were dropping some food from the air. People are desperately looking not only for the shelter and even desperately looking for outside support to come and recover the dead bodies. Particularly the women and children who were waiting outside in their houses have very minimal clothing and shelters.
What are your priorities there now, providing food or shelter or still trying to work on a rescue and recovery effort?
Catholic Relief Services is focusing now on providing assistance in the non-food items with shelter material, blankets, tents, plastic sheeting, and water and sanitation. Catholic Relief Services has committed $500,000 for initial response, and it has already started.
It's estimated that more than 2 million people lost their homes. Where will all these people go?
These people, they cannot go anywhere because the problem is tremors is going on. For 2 days, there were continuous tremors and aftershocks. So they're traumatized so much, and they're looking to recover their small houses. And I can't see them to go somewhere or to be displaced from this area to somewhere. So they're really looking to rebuild their houses once they come out after this shock.
Go Wali Khan, thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're most welcome.
Go Wali Khan is the emergency coordinator for Catholic Relief Services in Pakistan.